This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Todd, the radio god, ladies and gentlemen. Take a bow.
Hello.
Take a
wow.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to do that. I always hit my head.
Ouch. Can you take a bow without walking your head?
There you go.
Kevin Flynn, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's in charge of our bumper music. Roger Miller is the last one we left you with on Friday. He's got Roger Miller to top today on the program. Won't that be something? Let's see here. We've got our own producer, Chris Larson, who was up bright and early this morning listening to gathering of the Fargo Public School Minds to talk about what to do with school going forward. There is a plan. Not sure I understand it, but there is a plan. Something along the lines of, we'll decide every 2 weeks what we're going to do between this distance learning and all this other stuff. Roop Bhagande, who's the superintendent of schools in Fargo, did, I think, have a good line in this, in which he talks about, you know, the school's a community thing. Our kids and protecting them is a community thing. We're all in this together. Whether your kids go to Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, you know, Dickinson, Tioga, wherever. I mean, it is challenging. It is frustrating. It's all that, but we all ought to just be in it together. So I guess I'll quit griping, but it is. I just wish there was a standard, you know? I wish there was, okay, what works for Watford City works for West Fargo. As it pertains to coronavirus protection, just some basic, we're going to either do A, B, or C. Those three, one of the three at all of our schools, A, B, or C. You know, but it's gotten pretty convoluted. Anyway, Chris is here. Leah Backstrom is doing our live blogging today and all of our social media, so you can follow along. And if you happen to miss the show, you can go back and at least get a little summary of, hey, what did I miss? What did I miss? I want to say a couple things about the weekend with President Trump at Walter Reed Medical Center. First of all, just the fact that the president has coronavirus. Just the fact that he has coronavirus should tell you all these people who preach, you should do more of that and less of that and more of this and more of that, all the preachy COVID experts, and there's a lot of them. They're at every Walmart in America. You know, they give you the look, you know, if a mask is below the nose there. You know. Well, same with the cashiers. I guess I'm following the cashiers lead. But there's COVID experts everywhere. They are self-proclaimed Ikes. Just call them Ikes. You know what Ike stands for, don't you? I know everything. Anyway, the fact that the president has this should tell you anybody can get this. This is the most protected man on the face of the earth. Without a COVID virus, I mean, they are constantly monitoring the air, right? They're monitoring the air. I mean, he goes to some place, they want to know, is somebody trying to put some gas through the HVAC system? I mean, we don't even have a clue as to how many protections, how much of a bubble the president of the United States is in. It's unbelievable. Yet he got this. He got this. I mean, you can't get into the White House without being tested. Tested again. So I think it's a little bit naive to think there's any magic bullet that prevents you from getting it. The virus is going to go where the virus is going to go. And I'm not telling you not to do anything. If it makes you feel better, wear, you know, a mask, you know, on each ear and, you know, over your mouth and everywhere in between. I mean, don't go for it. I mean, and look, if people own a business and they put a sign up that says wear a mask in, I wear the mask in. I think I'm up to 1,000 plus trips to a door of a store and then having to go back to the car. and go, I've got to go get the mayor.
I know, all right.
I don't know when I'll figure out to leave it in my pocket or something. But my point is, I'm not going to begrudge anybody for doing anything that protects themselves. I'm just saying, I think the president getting this means anybody can get this. Anybody, no matter what you do. Okay? So continue to pray for a good vaccine, all kinds of good therapies. Look, the president had evidently a tough day on Friday. A couple of times his oxygen dipped below, you know, the levels they're watching for it, and they freaked out. Well, freaked out's the wrong term. Medical term would be they took extraordinary precautions.
You know what was funny, though, was hearing all the it's reported the president is on oxygen, and it was like some sort of life-saving treatment. He was on O2. I mean, we give kids O2 when they fall on the ski hill all the time. Any sort of trauma, any sort of thing, any sort of stress, a little O2 going.
I get it.
He can't hurt it.
He has coronavirus.
Yeah.
All right. He did have an oxygen level below what they want, and they're watching for issues that ultimately are going to lead to a path to the ventilator. So they're being extra cautious. Again, it makes my point. I mean, he is getting just second by second care, and he should. He's the president of the United States.
Exactly.
But the fact that he got it, despite all that bubble around him, tells you that anybody can get it. So I don't think I'd run around with my hair on fire. I haven't used that one for a while. My hair on fire to say, you know, oh, we're going to get it, we're going to get it, we're going to get it. You don't know. Be smart, but anybody can get it. But how about the president and that show of support out front of Walter Reed? Isn't that cool or what? I just think that's so indicative of the love this president has from so many Americans. I saw the very first kids. There were a couple of kids. It looked like their parents dropped them off, teenage boys, holding up a Trump 2020 flag right in front. So great. I took a picture of it because I'm like, isn't this cool? And, of course, that was chump change by yesterday. I mean, my gosh. There was more people out front of Walter Reed than have ever been to a Joe Biden rally. Ever. I mean, incredible.
I think you're probably right on the number.
Oh, my gosh. It was something else. And, of course, the snarky media, they are such a bunch of jerks, I can't even believe it. You know, they're the kind of person you always remember in school that just always was just a know-it-all, smart aleck, you know, just, you know, mean, the absolute worst. The absolute worst.
Oh. No question.
Terrible. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, President saw the men say he may go home today. We might know more during the show. We'll let you know here, okay? Sounds good. Oh, CNN. Here you go. CNN, breaking news right now. You ready for this?
Go.
Why do I have this on? Americans largely in the dark on President Trump's condition. Oh, let's see. I think I see.
What?
Guys in
they're
going to
be in the dark if they never report on it.
I mean, seriously.
I just don't even.
That is
what are you watching that channel for?
This is a multi-zillion dollar operation, CNN, and they are consumed with their hatred of the president.
Meanwhile, the president says,
we're getting great reports from the doctors. This is an incredible hospital, Walter Reed. The work they do is just absolutely amazing, and I want to thank them all, the nurses, the doctors, everybody here. I've also gotten to meet some of the soldiers and the first responders, and what a group.
What a group.
What a group.
So we are getting reports then, after all?
That sounds dire.
Yeah,
that sounds
dire. We're largely in the dark about his condition. We're watching videos of the man himself. Oh, they're such idiots.
You cannot make that
up. You can't make it up.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Wow. Check Twitter and CNN. That'd be good for you.
Let me get a call in here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us, too. What's on your mind on this fine Monday? Go ahead. You're next.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Well, I am extremely disappointed. Horns down, man. Horns down. Who would ever have thought that our lovely Bison are proud, our fans are so disappointed that they went and they took a knee? What are they trying to say, that Fargo and the community support Black Lives Matter, support defunding the police? I think Matt Larson needs to explain why coaching staff and players were allowed to take a knee. What a complete disappointment and boycotting Bison.
You're not alone. I've heard that since the moment it happened. I've heard mixed reports on how many were there, at least eight and a coach, maybe more, taking a knee. And the dynamic here that's a little bit different is it isn't an NFL player, an NBA player, that has a players association that allows them to do these things. It is a athlete benefiting from a taxpayer-funded entity, NDSU, and there's legislators that are upset about this. There are education officials that are upset about this. I think we need to hear from President Bresciani first and foremost on this, possibly Matt Larson, but I don't know. I don't think it's too much to ask these players not to do this, to keep that to their private time. What do you think? Tell me.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The University of Mary never stops innovating. That's when we started a construction management program inside the new state-of-the-art School of Engineering. The program is for students who want to set themselves up for success in the construction field. Our curriculum and classrooms are designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting the theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Sleepy Joe, did he sing?
Sleepy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Yeah, Sleepy Joe made it into a Steve Miller Band song.
35 years before he did even happen. How about that?
Exactly right. He knew what the heck he was doing there. I love it. I love it. 29 days till Election Day. 29 days till Election Day. And the President of the United States, seeking re-election, is at Walter Reed Medical Center. What a year, huh? What a year, folks. Unbelievable. You can call us at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Somebody says 15 players, Trey's BLM shoes. You're the quarterback, you see that? Had his cleats that said BLM on them, and then he had all the names of
all the criminals?
No. Well, people that had been, George Floyd, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is not going over well.
No.
I mean, I guess when I saw it happen, I'm like, oh, boy.
Did you see the NBA's numbers on game one of the finals? No. Down 45% a year ago. Nearly half.
Very interesting. Hey, we're brought to you today by MyPillow. Back to your phone calls here in a moment. Bill and Fargo waiting to go. MyPillow is a revolutionary product. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime products. It has changed so many lives. Our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow is the inventor. He's the founder of this company. They have some great deals right now. You get $10 off your order when you sign up for text alerts, and then you get more bargains from that. So that's pretty good. Just remember, promo code Scott, promo code Scott. Pillows, pillowcases, bed sheets, mattress topper, towels, the roll-and-go-anywhere pillow. The dog beds. Can we talk about the dog beds today? You can get dog beds, the big monster ones, $69.99 right now. Normally $139.98.
My neighbor has two of them. Loves them.
Oh, they're incredible.
Yeah, we got three, and yeah, they absolutely love them.
So, you know, they start actually $19.99 and go up to $69.99, small, medium, and large. Really good deals. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Don't forget Mike's book, too. What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Pretty incredible deals there. All right, let's get back to the phones here. So is the number 14, we think, or 15? Somebody just said 15. 15 NDSU Bison players kneeled. And one coach. Has there been any kind of an official statement from NDSU about this?
Not that I've seen, no.
All right, you guys keep an eye on that for me, because I would think they'd want to explain it sometime. Bill, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir. No, we had friends that were at the game and watched from the start. There was a pregame. There was a deal where Matt Zentz, the coach, turned around, come out with his feelings on Black Lives Matter. And then, of course, it progressed with everybody kneeling during our national anthem, which just got nothing to do with our national anthem, you know. To me, is really a cut on NDSU. I can imagine what everybody's saying on the other NCAA teams that are around right now. They're probably laughing at us, as we've always been the leading team, and to actually follow the way that our team has always displayed themselves in the past, you know, respectfully, you know. And then I just kind of found out that it's odd that Fargo Dome would allow that even. And itself, their entity itself is under now legal scrutiny. Peterson Seed, you know, boosters, anybody who represents this team now is going to have to sit back and realign themselves and say, what the heck do I really want to take note of what happened here? And for that quarterback to actually come out with a statement and say it is his platform to educate us, I said, that is not the place for him to do that. And that, you know, his
honestly, the quarterback's a star. I mean, he can use his platform many different ways, but in the middle of a game. You said something earlier about the coach said something about Black Lives Matter. What kind of a venue did that happen? Actually at the Fargo Dome?
Yes, according to what I heard, it was a pre-game in the video mounts, and they had black BLM shirts, or Antifa, I meant, excuse me, Antifa T-shirts all on during the pre-game warm-up on the field.
They did not. So, there's no way they let them wear Antifa shirts. They couldn't.
With a little, yeah, I know, with a little tiny insignia. You wouldn't see it very much, but it's that little round insignia.
Oh,
and
my
on the helmet. So I would like to verify that if we could, but if that's the case, I mean, that's going way out.
That's an understatement, Jim. Appreciate the call very much. Bill, rather. Jim is next. Go ahead, Jim. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'm a 60-some-year Biden supporter. I've never been so sick to my stomach. And I kind of feel sorry for the coach. He made a very drastic mistake allowing that to happen. I think his heart overruled his head, and, you know, because there is a bunch of Bison fans, big contributors and stuff, that are just angry, and rightly so. That's absolutely not the venue, and I hope to God it's the last game that Trey Lance ever plays for the Bison. Good riddance. He's a great athlete, but, you know, you better learn where your bread is buttered, young man.
Wow. Jim and Bismarck, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, what is on your mind?
Yeah, kind of cut out. Did you say Tim?
I said Jim, actually. Is this Tim or Jim?
Tim, but, yeah, Tim. Say it. I was going to call about the debate, but first I'd like to say thank you for all you do for a conservative voice in North Dakota. You've been at it a long time. You're a great North Dakotan. A few years back, I was at one of them oil field barbecue things at South Hart. And you didn't leave there until about 8 o'clock at night, so that put you in Fargo after midnight. And the next morning, you were at the parade, doing your show from the parade. You put a lot of effort into promoting North Dakota, so I'd like to thank you for that.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
And then KFYR, you know, they're five states and two Canadian provinces, and on iHeart and stuff. They cover a big area, and usually when I call in, people recognize my voice and how nervous I get, and then I get phone calls. But last week after the debate, I was the last one to call in. I was pretty wound up. And my friend Terry Kringstead called me from Rawlings, Wyoming, and said, Tim, you should take some blood pressure medicine. You're getting pretty wound up there. But anyway, for the debate, and the next debate, the moderator, instead of being that partisan Wallace, we should either get Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh as the debate.
There you go. Good idea. We have Bill O'Reilly on Wednesday, Jim, so we'll ask him if he'd take on that mantle from
Hi to Terry.
Hi to Terry in Wyoming. Glad you're listening. 550 K-Fire.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables, because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That determination has not been made yet. Obviously, he continued to improve overnight.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows updating us on President Trump's condition. The president spending his third night at Walter Reed Military Hospital. Meadows continues.
His health continues to improve. The doctors will actually have an evaluation sometime late morning.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News, and it's after that evaluation that a decision will be made as far as if the president will be discharged. The Supreme Court is opening a new 9-month term on Monday following the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As far as filling Ginsburg's seat, Democratic Senator from Minnesota Amy Klobuchar believes,
instead of ramming through a Supreme Court justice, wait until after the election. Better for safety, better for the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Moving soon? You obviously need a realtor then, right? Find you a home or sell your home? You might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. One, you fill out an easy online form, and a local realtor is in contact with you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home and receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in value of your home, purchase or the one you sell. And then you move with Action Movers, and you use that credit. Telling you what? That's a heck of a deal. 701-566-5532. Or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Two A's, actionmovers.com. Been around since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned, locations all throughout North Dakota. Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix. Those folks know how to do it, I'm telling you what, right now. The press pool that covers the president has been called to Walter Reed Medical Center, which probably means there's going to be a press conference with his doctors telling us what the heck is happening. So we'll find that out when we know. That started. We'll go to it. We have a conversation coming up with the president of UND, Andy Armacost, who is being inaugurated today at UND. Kelly Armstrong, by the way, still to come, and Fred Fridley, vice president of operations for the Bismarck region of Sanford Health. We'll talk about this hubbub over hospital beds. Two questions for you to answer. You can answer these by text today. Love your answers. 701-367-2054. Will the hospitalization of President Trump, the fact that he has the coronavirus, help or hurt his presidential chances? And the other one, it's an open-ended question. What should happen as a result of the NDSU players, 15 plus one coach, kneeling during the national anthem before the Bison game? What should be the consequence of that? I have to tell you, I am amazed. I saw this and I went, oh, that's too bad. It's all I do. Oh, that's too bad. But I'm amazed at the fallout here. I really am. Pretty amazing. Kevin, you need some lunch? Todd? Home cooking up your alley today? Well, beef tips and gravy and scalloped potatoes and ham are waiting for you at exit 292 in Valley City off I-94. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. Salisbury Steak, the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. All PetroServe USAs have that personal pan pizza. So good. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Tell them America. Tell them Scott sent you. One of America's finest. All right. The president of the University of North Dakota, at a challenging time, finally installed today as the president. It's happening. Andy, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thanks. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Kind of an odd, installation of a new president, but I guess it is what it is, right, with the inauguration ceremony coming up. And you're just the 13th president. I imagine the pomp and circumstance and all the special history of the inauguration sinks in mighty hard, huh?
It sure does. With COVID happening and all the actions we are taking, you know, I entered the fray. And it's just been grind, work, and this is a day that comes up that reminds me and reminds the campus of this important transition. And you know, with I think we've had five presidents, some interims over the last 6 years, and hopefully what this signals to the campus is a period of stability, right? That we have a new president here and. Let's get rolling with new programs and new opportunities, and let's take care of our students.
So today is the day celebrating this inauguration for you as the 13th president of the University of North Dakota. Do you think about presidents that that were in that post before you?
I think of them all the time. In fact, I've had a chance to speak with four of the last five presidents, and just by phone over the last couple months, and they've issued their well wishes to me and shared their thoughts about what it meant to be the president of this great university. And so as I put the chain of leadership around my neck during the ceremony, I know that I'll be thinking deeply about the contributions that each of them have made to this campus. So it's a really exciting time, right, that I'm a person who is stepping into a long line of leaders here for the university, and that's not lost on me. It's humbling, and it's exciting at the same time.
2 o'clock this afternoon on the campus of UND, this takes place. What's different this year is obviously this is not open to the public like it normally would, but the public is certainly invited to watch on the UND webpage, which is und.edu, and then Facebook Live as well. So, as many people as would like can do that. So, the unique thing is you can watch it without any travel, anywhere from across North Dakota or wherever UND alum find themselves that are wanting to take it all in. Talk a little bit about your inaugural address. What is your mission there?
Well, my mission, first and foremost, is to express gratitude to the people who have worked alongside me for years, the people who are accepting me as their new colleague and their new president, and the gratitude for the process that I had to go through. But then also talking a bit about what it means to be in this continuum of leadership, right? As I mentioned before, the next in the sequence of a long line of great leaders for the institution. And I'll talk a bit about what I see the university becoming and what my role is in getting there. And so it's really a message of thanks and a message of optimism and hope. And at this time, as you mentioned before, we've been wrestling with COVID. We've been wrestling with day-to-day issues, trying to keep the campus safe. And this is a nice time to kind of look out to the future and really the excitement that I have and hopefully that the campus has in the direction that we're heading.
When you applied for this job and sort of got under the hood a little bit after being chosen as the president, the dashboard you were looking at of things, pluses, minuses, things on the to-do list, if you will, how is it different than what it is now based on, obviously, the impact from COVID that would be different from, that first look?
Well, I think the look is still largely the same. When I interviewed, I knew that the campus had worked hard on creating a wonderful strategic plan. It's known as One UND. It lays a great foundation that has 7 specific strategic goals, everything from how we educate to how we do research to how we do fundraising. It's a great strategic plan. It provides a great framework. So that element hasn't changed. But what I've done is learned about how the campus operates. And so the specific initiatives that we follow as a campus that we seek to attain as part of our strategic direction, those things are starting to fill in nicely and looking to do some pretty fun, creative things on the campus. So I think what COVID did was slowed us down a little bit, and it forced patience. But what it also forced was the chance for me to develop a very close working relationship with so many people on campus to get us through this pandemic. So it's been it's slowed us down a little bit on the strategic direction, but we'll get moving here soon.
I've heard many people say that UND was ahead of the game in transitioning to online learning and distance learning for its students because of the robust online offerings that were there before, unlike other schools, even in North Dakota, had sort of embraced that. How much did that make a difference to do what you had to do?
Oh, it made a huge difference. So when we made the decision in the middle of March to go online, we knew that we had a good, strong, robust infrastructure to make that happen. And so we had many years of experience building online programs. This was different, though. This was not offering pure online programs, but taking existing on-campus courses and essentially flipping a switch and delivering them remotely. What's happened over the summer is we had upwards of 175 professors who then said, we're going to spend deliberate time and effort to make sure we make that transition smartly, that we build online programs and online courses that are specifically designed for the online environment. And so as we entered into the fall semester, we had this great combination of both on-campus and online experiences that were well-designed and well-crafted. And so we just, our years of experience delivering online really set us up nicely to react initially to COVID, but then as we deliberately built these courses over the summer, it really, we had the infrastructure in place, and it's a natural step for us to take. So it worked out very, very well.
Does the normalizing, for lack of a better term, online learning that came as a result of COVID, does that make your job as someone that likes to see a good number of students on campus and robust things happening there? The community Grand Forks certainly does as well, versus more of the online learning. Is it more of a challenge now in convincing kids, hey, you want the experience, you want the bricks and mortar, you want to be part of the things that are happening and the athletics and everything else? Is that more of a challenge now?
Well, I think COVID has forced people to think about whether they want to come into an environment like a college campus or whether they want to learn remotely. I think there is still an incredible market for the type of on-campus education that we offer. That face-to-face interaction is something that I think people crave. I think there's a richness to the in-person experience that is really valuable. But what's really important is how you capitalize upon what you learn face-to-face in how you design those online experiences. The fact that we have a caring, supportive faculty has to emerge in both modes, whether it's on campus or online. And I know with some programs, some online programs, the tendency is to commoditize the education. I think the advantage of a program, an online program that's delivered by a school like UND, is that it's not a commoditized education, right? That it's that the care and the support that you would get in person is the same type of approach that we take for our online offerings. They're well designed and they really deliver. So from whatever student needs we have and whatever the preferences for those students, I think we have great offerings, again, both on campus and in the online environment.
John D. Odegaard, as a dean of the School of Aerospace Sciences, a school that didn't exist before the idea came from him to President Tom Clifford a number of years ago, turned out to be very innovative and a lot of incredible things have happened there that just was very unique to UND. Is there another idea like that around the horizon with the UAS space and the collaboration with the FAA test site and the state of North Dakota going on right now? Or if not that, are there other things like that have that opportunity to be as transformational in the future for UND?
Well, let me focus in on the Odegaard School. As you might know, we have a search going on for a new dean for the Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences, and I think this represents a huge opportunity. Just as Odegaard himself created this visionary group, this visionary set of programs in aerospace, I think now is the time to consider what's the next version.
The president of the University of North Dakota, Andy Armacost, and still today, the official inauguration. Thanks. Back to your calls next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
fill up with unleaded 88, help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley Dairy, Grand Forks, and Tesoro Wine Beer. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I ain't complaining, but I'd sure like to find me a true bottle of love. Someone another that's as sweet as your mother.
We're 29 days before an election that'll decide whether or not America as we know it continues to exist. And my phone is blowing up in a way that is indicative. I can tell, folks. I can tell both from the calls and the phone when people are ticked and revved up about something, and they are mad about 15 NDSU Bison players taking a knee at the Fargo Dome on Saturday. They're going to continue doing this, do you suppose? That's the plan? The first North Dakota team.
Well, that was their only game, but in the spring they sure could, I guess.
To pull this. The first North Dakota, first and only North Dakota team. Kneeling for the flag. Just don't get it. Marcus.
This is going to infect all of sports where this is happening.
Marcus in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So, I don't know if mad would be the word to describe how I feel about what the guys did on the field on Saturday. Disappointed would probably be a better one, you know. But I don't know if reprimanding these guys or setting up rules to say that they can't do it is the way to go. You know, I think maybe sitting down with these guys and saying and seeing if they actually know what they're kneeling for, or if they know what actual, you know, Black Lives Matter stands for, and these martyrs that they're highlighting on their cleats and stuff, you know. So I guess my question is it possible for you to get, you know, like Trey Lance, Phoenix Sproles, and Christian Watson on a show to sit down and see what they actually know, you know, and challenge them a little bit?
Yeah, I'd love that, and I do think that would be the most productive outcome for something like this. Whether that is something they'd be willing to do or, you know, whatever is another story, but certainly can ask. And we're trying to get a response from Dean Vershani right now to get his take. And by the way, the legislature, speaking of next year and, you know, when the quote-unquote spring season starts, which is February, the legislative session will be on. I'm telling you, the legislative session has the purse strings for NDSU. They decide. It's the checkbook. You know, you do not want something like this going on in the middle of a legislative session. You do not. And, you know, a good chunk of the folks I've heard from before today, when the audience has weighed in, have been legislators. And they're not happy. But, yeah, I'd love that, Marcus. What you've suggested, I love. I absolutely love. I'd love if we could, you know, have just a civil conversation about this and say, you know, young man, you are a really good football player, but you don't know everything. And let's walk through this. Where are you getting your information? What's led you to this opinion? Yeah, fabulous idea, Marcus. Thank you for that. Appreciate the call. Farley's next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Farley.
Scott, I need your help on something here. To finish my thought, can you catch COVID twice?
No, you cannot catch COVID twice. But
I think it depends who you ask.
There's some, I mean, this obscure, you hear one or two cases where somebody's gotten it twice. My answer is no. I'm going with no.
All right, so let's say President Trump heals up. Of course, I believe that he will. He's the better candidate. The chances of little Joe Biden hiding in the basement idea, if he catches COVID, I don't know. We've already proved who can handle it.
That's true. That is true. And clearly, Joe Biden is worried about catching it. And also has the benefit of being able to have a lot less interaction with voters and actually have to say things without a teleprompter. So,
you know, all things considered, it just even more convinces me that why Trump is where he is, when he is, and, you know, God bless America. That's all I got to say today. I'm glad that he's caught it. He's going to heal up from it because it just gives me even more confidence in our country.
Appreciate that, Farley. Thank you. Texter says, don't buy from Bison advertisers. It's that simple. I wouldn't put it on Bison advertisers. I don't know why. I know somebody earlier called and said, Gate City, I'm not going to Peterson Street. I'm not going to. Well, I mean, they didn't endorse this. I mean, this is a decision by NDSU football players. I wouldn't take it on to them. Now, I hear a lot of people saying the sponsors are going to pull out. That might be another thing because they don't want the backlash. College is where free speech and thought goes to die nowadays.
Good another point.
Texter says you're going to see a lot of alum from NDSU stop donating. It is a big deal. Maybe if they want to kneel so bad, they should kneel with their nose in the corner. Help me understand what that's saying. I don't know. The players, coaches, should be suspended long enough for them to think about what they did and come back with a corrective action. Is there still any peaceful protesting going on out in Portland? Seems like the news sure doesn't want to update us on these riots, I mean protests in America. I think news media were learning that reporting on them was hurting the Biden campaign. Maybe, yeah. Can't the Western North Dakota listener there. All right. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo Hotline's available for you 24-7, 855-200-1776.
Is the move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.